Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And, and Xander, why do our opinions matter? I'm so sorry, y'all.
Because we're here.
We're queer.
And we're not going anywhere.
Except maybe the doctor's office. I don't know. I feel like my brain is not braining. Anyway, listener discretion is advised. We do not filter or edit anything out. Maybe we should start doing that. But explicit content will be featured because today's episode is about coming out. We're coming out.
I want the world to know
that we are queer. So, yeah, today's definition will not be given to you by the internet because I was too lazy to look it up. But you're going to get the definition of the Venus Muse Dictionary of the world. So coming out to me means telling, you know, someone in your life that is probably important to you, you know, or maybe not, let's be real, about your sexual or gender identity, which I guess could be controversial, you know? No, controversial, that's why you need to come out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I guess your sexual or gender identity is, like, that controversial that you need to come out of the closet to let people know. Which, if you're queer, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, if you are, I don't know, a frog, then you have probably, you know, experienced the same. So, it's something we all gotta do. And it's something that we really shouldn't have to do. If you heard a spritz, I'm so sorry. That was my air freshener. But, yeah, so today we're going to go in depth into our own coming out stories, trying to not make it sound like a whole life story that takes hours.
No.
Just a little short version of it. And, of course, if any of y'all want a longer story, a longer version, let us know. But at this point, I think we're just talking to a wall, but that's okay because we're having fun and that's all that matters. That matters,
yeah.
But so yeah, we're just gonna try to tell our coming out stories in short and talk about what we think about coming out. I think my opinion is already kind of clear, but sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Well,
what are you gonna tell us? Are you gonna tell us coming out of the transgender closet, out of the gay closet, out of the...
Well, I came out of three closets
or three.
Yeah.
What was the third? Narnia.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No. First, I mean, I don't know how to properly say this, but I guess I came out as, I don't know how to say it because
say what you wanted to say. I saw it in your mouth.
Yeah, I know. I didn't come out as trans before I came out to my parents about, like, well, I guess being gay. I mean, at that time, I don't know how to say it
properly. Okay, well, better say something.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. But I came out as, like, something.
Okay, bitch. This bitch came out as lesbian, okay? That's all you needed to say.
I guess.
Because, of course, the people now know that you are trans. Yeah, and if you are a man now, of course, there was a time period where other people perceived you as a girl.
Yeah.
As a woman. And we can all sit here and, of course, acknowledge that that was not the tea. Like, you were always a man. Forever and always. But at that time, if everyone thought you were a woman and you even weren't sure of who you were, then you were coming out as lesbian, technically. Yeah,
technically.
Because so don't be scared to say that.
No, I'm not scared to say it.
You were a little bit scared to say that.
No, I wasn't scared to say that, but I couldn't really remember if I already went through some changes in my life, so
like transitional changes.
Not transitional changes, because that was not relevant at that period in time. But I don't know, so I think I came out like three times.
So first I was a lesbian, then as a man, and then as gay.
Yeah, I guess so.
What were the ages, if you could say?
It's really hard to remember. I think when I came out as, like, we're just gonna call it lesbian then. I think I was about 8 years old, I think.
But were you really knowing what everything was? Or were you just like, oh, mommy, I like girls, when everyone thought you were a girl?
No, not really. I'm just...
Were you really, really like, hi, I'm lesbian?
No, no, no. Can I just tell my story? And then you can still react
okay,
to
I'm
it?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, no, no. No, no, no. I didn't mean it like that, but it was more of a question. Like, should I just, like, tell my story? And
I thought you were telling your story.
Oh, no.
But you were not being clear. So I was asking questions.
Oh, no, no, no.
To get the audience to, you know.
Okay, I'm so sorry. No, okay. So I think I was about 8 years old. I'm not quite sure how old I was. But I was sitting... What?
I was 8 years old, but I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, just move on, girl.
Okay, I'm so...
You were 8 years old.
8 years old.
Come on.
Okay, so I was sitting in the car with my mom, and we were listening to a song. I think it was
I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
No,
it was... I just know it was that song.
No, 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 it was not Katy Perry. It was like... It was a song by Replay.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
No, I tried to look them up, but I couldn't find them. It was, like, on a CD. So, we all already know, like, it's old. But I was obsessed with this song. And apparently, it was about gay things.
Because it was a Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
No, it was not. It was not.
We're just going to say it was, okay.
Okay, well, then it was Katy Perry. And my mom just straight up asked, like, oh, are you in love with this boy? And I was like, no, mom. Like, I don't like boys.
You were like, no, bitch, I like pussy the fuck.
No, and then I think she asked me, like, oh, what do you mean? Like, and then I was like, I like girls. Like, I'm in love with a girl.
Girl delusion.
Yeah.
Your brain was not developed.
No, it certainly
not wasn't. To sound like...
No, no, no. But at that time, I thought I was, because I was attracted to females. Like, I was in love with my teacher when I was, like, a little kid. I was in love with this woman from this girl group that is really famous here in the Netherlands and Belgium, Carvi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I always liked female characters from cartoons, so I was convinced.
Yeah, but do you think that was maybe your inner gay?
Yeah.
Because I had a crush on Peach too, girl.
But, like, but girl?
No, I was like, oh my god, Peach, she is so cute. I love her. I need her. And I'm like, yeah, I love her. I need her to slay the house down boots of her.
Yeah.
I don't need her. I don't need her pussy lips.
No.
The fuck? Peach, get them out of my face.
At that time, I definitely thought women were sexy. But I can still say...
But I can still say that. I can still think that.
I can still say and think that women are sexy, but...
You don't want to fuck them.
I don't want their lips in my face. What?
No, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was, like, the first coming out story, I suppose. And then, I came out as trans. And, well, obviously, we already knew that something was going on with me from a very young age. I think my parents already noticed something at the age of, like, 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Like, very early signs. And I always dressed up.
As an alien.
As an alien.
No, I'm just kidding.
I always dressed up as a man. Well, a little boy back then. And
as a man.
As a man.
4-year-old man.
No, and so it was really obvious. But, well, we didn't really know what was going on. Because back then, it wasn't really, well, known. It wasn't really... Well, obviously, it was a thing.
But it was definitely a thing, but people tried to erase that, let's be real.
Because it was, well, back then very controversial.
It's still controversial.
It still is.
They are passing laws right now in the United States.
True.
That make it even harder to get, like, you know, how surgery. Do I say this? Not surgery, but just any medical help in general. Okay. They are passing laws and bills that can literally affect trans people in a way that you go to the doctor's office and they could deny you. That's, you know, so even if bad. You've just broken an ankle, yeah. Because you are trans.
Yeah.
Not every state, of course, but no, there are specific conservative states that are doing everything they can to erase trans people from existence.
Yeah.
So imagine back then.
Yeah. So it was really, well, I wouldn't say really bad, but nobody really knew much about it. There were also not a lot of institutes or hospitals who were like specialized in transitioning and like all of this. So I think I was 9 years old at this time. We went on a holiday and when you're young you make friends and like at a holiday or on vacation. And I introduced myself to them, and, well, my name was Sonne. And obviously, the kids were very confused because they were looking at a little boy. And my name was Sonne.
Which is a girl's name here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, it's a girl's name in the Netherlands. So they were really confused, and, like, they really liked me for who I was. But they... they were kind of weirded out, and they went to their parents, and their parents came to my parents, and they said, like, your kid is saying weird things, and your kid, you need to get your kid checked out, because there's something not adding up, and he's saying that he's, like a girl born, like a boy born in a girl's body. Like, it was really...
Which is what transgender is.
Yeah, but it was really hard to explain, like, back in the day, because people also didn't know what it was, really. So, you're trying to, like, do, like, this Goo Gaga language to, like, make it add up. But, well, so, obviously, they went to the parents, and... Then after that, we went to see a psychiatrist, and they actually, like, hooked me up to the...
And confirmed.
And confirmed that I was transgender, and we did lots of tests, and then I actually went to the hospital, so...
What was your parents' reaction to that?
Well, they were always very accepting and loving, and I always got the support that I needed, and they were all really happy for me. They didn't care.
Great.
Like, because I was still their child. Like, I am their child, and they weren't gonna, like, how do you say it?
Hate you.
Hate me for it, no.
Well, that's great, and just know that you are definitely privileged.
Yeah.
In that aspect.
I am, and I feel very blessed that my parents were always so respectful and helpful in the process. And I couldn't be happier, because I could also gotten parents that weren't so accepting or loving. And so I'm really lucky to also be born in this period in time that it's a little bit more... Yes and no. Like, but where I live, it's okay-ish.
It's definitely okay.
Yeah. So, but that Sorry. Was... kind of the, like, my trans coming out story. You're gonna think it's weird, but I don't really remember coming out as gay. I was just suddenly, like, feeling these feelings, and I was really confused about it. And I think I went up to my parents, like, and I just told them, like, I don't really know what's going on. Like, before I used to really like girls, but, like, I think suddenly I like boys, because now I'm talking to this boy and I'm, like, feeling the same feeling that
you're
I have.
Feeling feelings.
Yeah.
The feelings are feeling.
No, but I'm feeling the same feelings that I had when I dated girls, but like suddenly I don't have those feelings for girls anymore. So I was like really weirded out by that. And in the beginning, it was really hard for me to accept because I felt like I did all of this for nothing. Like, going through my transition. But then I realized, like, what the hell am I saying? Like,
yes, gay people exist.
Yeah, like, what am I saying? Like, I'm a man, like, and I don't feel like a woman at all. Like, I'm not a woman, but I'm gay. But that was
confusing, but I mean, I think, you know, you're already on the queer spectrum. I think it's even more easy to then accept that you're even more queer than you thought.
Yeah, but definitely now, like, I'm okay with everything, like, I'm happy.
Well, luckily, because we've been together for almost 4 years, yeah. If you weren't happy with being gay, girly.
No, but I'm very happy with who I am and about being gay, but, like, it was definitely a struggle in the beginning. Like, I actually never really struggled with being trans, like, that was always quite easy for me because mm-hmm. I had such a good like upbringing and a good family who were really accepting, but like coming out as gay was a little bit more difficult because I was so confused, but everything turned out just fine.
Yeah,
I'm really happy, and yeah, I think those were my stories. Do Great. You have a story for them?
Of course. I came out.
I know.
Okay, you asked, like, did you come out? Do you have a story about that?
I know.
Of course I came out because, let's be real, it was not really necessary. I think everyone who has ever seen me in real life and has heard my voice, they can already confirm, okay, this is a gay. So it was really not that necessary, but I did it anyway because I grew up in Spain. I actually lived there until I was 8. And even there, you know, at a very young age, I always wanted to play with dolls and I was always busy with fashion. I always wanted to be a fashion designer. And I think that's because my mom had such a, like, crazy fashion style, like, in my eyes, of course, like, she had very high heels and crazy accessories, and I was always just so in love with that. To me, it was like a drag queen. And even though I didn't know what drag was back then, but I was just so obsessed with that. And like I said, I even had a crush on Peach, but now we know what that really meant. And when I moved here, of course, things started to change my life and stuff. But I remember very vividly, like, in elementary school, going to, like, this book fair, and there was this book, and it said, "Who am I?" And I was very intrigued because I was like, wait, who am I? And then I read the back, and it said the words gay, bi, and lesbian. Mm-hmm. And that was actually the first time I had ever seen those words. And it's not like, I don't know. I don't want to say that I didn't know what these things were, but I guess I never knew what these things were.
Like, in what they really
meant. Yeah, in Spain, I didn't watch a lot of TV, and I was mostly just with my friends and stuff, and I was very social, you know, but I never really had heard of gay people or that that was a thing. So, yes, I like Barbies and My Little Pony or whatever, but I didn't know that that was, like, a feminine thing or that that was considered a gay thing.
Yeah.
So when I read these words, I was very confused, but I was also kind of starstruck because when I started to realize what it meant, I was like, that is so different. That is so cool that that exists. And I was just kind of like really fangirling about it. I was like, oh my God, like, that's so cool that that's a thing. And it kind of started out being like, oh my God, I wish I was that, which is so funny because I was, but I immediately told some friends, like, oh my God, I think I'm this. And I actually thought at the time that I was maybe bisexual because I had also had those feelings toward girls. And like I said to Peach, which is so funny, but Princess Peach, if you're watching, hit me up. But so I told a lot of people, and I remember being comfortable enough to tell like the entire school. My parents didn't even know, but I told the entire school, and then a year later I went to high school where I had to come out again for everyone. Mm-hmm. And the first year, you know, my friends knew about it, but I wasn't necessarily too busy with it. But in the second year of high school, I was very, very frustrated. And even though I was open to my friends and kind of everyone kind of knew, I felt a shift in my personality and in my core. And that sounds so deep, but I truly felt it. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly felt, oh my goodness, something needs to change in my life. And that was, of course, the fact that I felt like this is the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to come out to my parents. I had done so much to discover myself, and I knew for 100% that I really liked boys. And I wasn't sure of my feelings toward girls, but, you know, I didn't want to rule that out yet. But I went to actually a counselor for, like, this, I don't want to say medical office, but it's, here in the Netherlands, there's, like, this office that helps also with vaccinations, but you can also go there if you have other issues. Mm-hmm. And, the KKD. Mm-hmm. And I actually called them and I was like, okay, I need help with this. And I actually got like a gay man counselor person, mm-hmm, that actually talked to me about coming out a couple of times. And I could do that under school time, but eventually my high school decided that that was not important enough. And if I wanted to continue that, that they would have to let my parents know, mm-hmm, which was of course a no-no. So I backed out of that, but there was one lesbian teacher at my school, so I decided, okay, I'm going to talk to her about it. And she was very supportive, but I think eventually she kind of grew tired of the same old story of me being scared. Because, you know, at this time I was living in the Netherlands, I was living with my sister, with my father, and with my stepmother, and my sister had actually told before, kind of, that I liked boys, when I was still confused, but we never really talked about it ever. And I knew that my father was gonna respond in just like in a way that I wasn't necessarily gonna like. And me and my stepmom couldn't really get along, so I was not excited about her response either. So, of course, this teacher, I think she grew tired of the same old story, and eventually one day, when I was going to talk to her, she said, I'm going to call your parents and I'm going to tell them you have something to tell them. So then you don't, you know, you can't get out of it. And so she did that. She called my parents. She was like, ooh, he needs to tell you something when you get home. And looking back at it, I think that was kind of shitty of her.
Yeah.
To push me. I think I definitely needed that. Like, if she wouldn't have done that, maybe I wouldn't have done it.
Okay, but in a way, that's, like, really bad. Like,
in a way, that's not her place.
No, you can't force someone to just come out. Like,
no.
You weren't ready, obviously.
So, well, she called my parents, and that day I went home and I told my stepmom that, you know, I was telling people that I was bisexual, not because I was ashamed of being gay, but more because I didn't want to rule out liking girls yet. Because after that, I actually still had one girlfriend. So, you know, I didn't want to rule anything out. And I think I would have felt bad to say I'm gay and then had to say, wait, I still like girls. So yeah. I just told them I was bisexual. And my stepmom, you know, was kind of nice about it. But my father literally looked at me and said, we already knew that. And then he didn't say anything about it again. My parents were not necessarily, like, homophobic, but they were definitely very on edge about me being feminine and showing my queerness, which was definitely damaging.
Yeah.
But then I also had to come out to my sister and to my mother, which my mother lived in Spain, of course. She still does. And she had actually the best response. You know, she was like, I've been waiting my whole life for you to tell me. Mm-hmm. Ever since you wore my heels when you were 3, I've been waiting.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I was most scared to tell her, but that's, I think, because I didn't live with her. And, you know, our relationship has just been kind of complicated because of that. And when I told her, she was literally so happy. So now in my life, I embrace my queerness, and I've always said it to everyone, but I think being queer is my greatest superpower. It's the greatest gift that life could have given me, and I know that sounds like I'm in a cult, but I think being straight kind of puts you into a box of expectations, especially in the Netherlands. And it's, you're 21 and you need to have a house and a steady job and a wife and a dog and a baby and another child on the way. And there's just so much that the whole world wants you to do. And when you're queer, you can already say, fuck you, I'm not going to do those things because I'm already not what you want me to be. So I'm just going to do me. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. Because your plans just don't work for me.
Yeah.
Someone please give me a Grammy for spoken word. No, but really, I think being queer opened my eyes and made me the most open-minded person that I could ever be. And, you know, everyone laughs and makes jokes about everything. I mean, I also make jokes about queer people, but I think that's just the way we are. Queer people are funny in general, and, you know, even though a lot of people say we're too sensitive, we can actually handle a lot. And being queer actually made me, you know, the most open-minded person I could ever be. I'm not racist. I would never discriminate against another minority because I'm already in one. And I was open-minded enough to, you know, date a transgender person, which a lot of people are not. No. Which I think is just horrible. But the world is very close-minded.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know, being queer is just a gift, because it kind of already tears down those barriers.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm also very blessed.
Yeah.
To be queer.
And I mean, I think we're still very privileged. I mean, I'm Spanish and Dutch, but that makes me white. I'm a white cis man, and yes, I'm gay, but that's the only minority that I am. Mm-hmm. And you are also white, and you are a man, and I mean, you're not cis, but okay, whatever, and you're also gay, but that's, we're still very privileged. I mean, the number one group that gets the most killed, I'm not saying in numbers, but like
overall
just the biggest minority that just gets the most murder is transgender people of color. Mm-hmm. Which is just horrible. Like, that actually makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Because they get, you know, the short end of the stick. It's like, okay, they had to deal with racism, discrimination.
And now this.
Now also, of course, homophobia, but also transphobia and just psychopaths, girl. That are going after them. It's just disgusting.
It is.
Yeah. So we do realize that we're very privileged, of course. I think that's very important.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. But, I mean, of course, I came out, like, when I was around 13, 14. And you did later in life.
Yeah.
You know, in sense of being gay. Mm-hmm. But I've been very much to gay world. If you know gay world is something else. Gay world is where the gays meet and the gays, you know, try to date each other. It's definitely someplace else. I'm definitely happy that I'm not in there anymore. I love the queer community until you log on Grindr.
I'm so glad that honestly. I didn't have to go through all of that.
It was also dramatic and funny and exhilarating because, you know, we are queer, we are dramatic, so of yeah. course we're gonna enjoy those experiences. But then on one hand, not every day you're waiting to get a dick pic from a profile that has no face.
Yeah.
Like, you're not wanting that every day.
No.
You're not wanting that every week. But you got that every hour, you know? You know what I mean? Like, awful. It's just not... Yeah. But yeah, what do you think of being queer? I mean, I feel like I'm just rambling.
No, but that's okay. I mean,
I just have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, say whatever you want to say. But I love being queer, and I appreciate everything like about it. Like, I do have my opinions on coming out.
We heard our cats fight. But yeah, well, my opinion on coming out is that it's absolutely the most foolish thing
I've ever done. I think it's so dumb. Unnecessary and so dumb. Like, you shouldn't have to do it or put in that position.
No, but I feel like just the creation of this thing of, you know, coming out, it just creates for this atmosphere that already lets young people believe that it is something to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
That it is something that you need to hide until you're ready to face the backlash.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming. And that's just so damaging.
I know. I think and it's horrible. The most toxic thing.
Yes, and I think
that exists.
I mean, nowadays, of course, people find out that they're gay way earlier, and that's why a lot of people say, oh my god, there are so many gay people now. No, we just know now.
Yeah.
We just realize. We have the resources needed to realize what these things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if just we were way more open about this, a lot of younger people would come out way earlier. Because I remember being like 13, 14 and being so desperate to meet people like me that I went on Grindr. 14 years of age. Like, that's not safe.
No, definitely not. But it's really sad.
Yeah, but if everyone would have gotten the memo that being queer is okay, I think half my school would have been.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time as me.
I think so too.
Yeah. I remember, because of course we talked about that I make music and stuff last week. And I remember writing songs and very, you know, being very scared to put out anything that had me being gay in it. That actually took me a long time to be comfortable.
Really?
It took me 2 years.
Yeah.
For me to really be comfortable. You know, that's very old music. That's also not online anymore. Because it's just not me. It's just not who I am.
No.
But it's just, it just goes to show that being gay, being queer, being trans, being lesbian, being anything, it just, it's scary.
It can definitely be a scary thing.
Yes, it's really sad.
I know that you in particular are very scared to show your, like, love and expressions towards me. Like, in public, because you're scared to get beat up and stuff.
But I've also struggled a lot with my just way of clothing myself and showing who I am on the outside. Because of that.
Appearance also tells a lot.
I mean, you can always see that I'm gay, but, you know, if a homophobic person is angry and they see just a normal guy, okay, he's gay, fine. But if I'm also there, you know, in a heel
being
with a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, he would beat me up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nowadays, I'm definitely expressing myself more, and it's definitely not where I want it to be. I want to express myself even more. But, you know, I have purple hair now. I feel like we should just take that in and let me be me. And, you know, whenever I'm ready to do more, that'll come.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, definitely with my music, I'm the most authentic that I've ever been. And yes, that means sometimes saying things that may be uncomfortable. You know, people are very uncomfortable with people being gay.
Yeah.
But, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Of course, this, again, is a topic that this is not the end of this topic. Like, we're definitely going to bring this up in a future episode, in a future season. But it was important for us to have this, at least in the first batch of, you know, episodes that we're making. So, do you have a fun fact about coming out?
Well, not necessarily about coming out, but I do have, like, it's not really a fun fact, but it's more like a good fact. Like a...
Great.
Like a yes. Okay, so the fact is, approximately 1 million children in the U.S. are being raised by same-sex couples.
That is great.
I think that's really good. Yeah. I mean, more would be appreciated.
I mean, we can... We also need to realize that being gay does not necessarily mean that you're open-minded. Let's just keep that out there, because to me that meant that, you know, to me being queer meant being open-minded. But there are conservative gay people. There are racist queer people.
Really?
There are homophobic queer people. There are transphobic queer people. I could be gay but transphobic. I could be gay but racist.
That's really hard to imagine.
You could be trans but gay-phobic. You know? Homophobic. Like,
that's
that could all be a thing. Yeah. And you're sounding real like, is that real life? Well, yes. I mean, my ex?
Oh, yeah, he was racist.
My ex was very conservative.
Yeah.
And, let's just say that that was definitely one of the reasons why it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But it's just not a way of life that I can get behind.
No.
If you are a minority, even though you're not queer, like, that could literally mean that you are a person of color,
mm-hmm.
or that you are something else, I don't forget now, indigenous, whatever, then I feel like you should already understand, okay, this is what I feel like as a minority, so I should understand queer people. But it goes the other way around.
Yeah.
If you are queer, you're already a minority, don't be fucking racist, don't be fatphobic, don't be fucking judging people.
Period.
And on that note, that was this episode.
Yeah.
So, next week we're gonna be talking about bad at working. We're going to be talking about jobs without naming any names, because we still don't want to be sued.
No.
But next week is actually our last episode for this batch. And then we're actually going to have a little break of 2 weeks. And then season one will continue for 10 more episodes. And then we will move on to another season. So there's a lot of content to be expected from us. So we hope you like this shit.
And I hope you'll be listening.
Yes, and if you don't want to listen, please still follow us. You can follow us at badatlife.pod on Instagram. And do it now, bitch, because the episode's over.
It is.
Bye, whore.
This is the end.
This is the end. If you're gay, come out today. And if you're not, become gay today. Not necessarily gay, become queer. You know, become LGBTQIA+.
Yeah. You should definitely do that.
Yes. Don't be straight.
Don't.
Except if you're a girl, I guess then it's acceptable. But straight men, jail.
Die.